Hello, gorgeous women. It's Friday afternoon again, and I'm happy to be here with you. It is actually a blessing to be here. And our conversation this episode is going to be about opening ourselves to divine grace. This is a topic I hold dear to my heart because I have experienced this firsthand. And for all the challenges I've been through, I can say for sure that I got through them, irrespective of how daunting the challenge was, by divine grace. Only divine grace. I'll give you some glimpses of my life, as also written in my autobiography, Sankofa, Learning from Hindsight. And I know most of you, if not all, can relate in some shape or form. We have either experienced trauma ourselves or someone we know has. And I'm going to read some excerpts from chapter 7. So that is deep into the story. There's a lot of background there, but I think you can get a copy of my book on my website and other downloads. So if you are interested, please send me a note and I will send you a copy. Thank you again for tuning in, subscribing, and sharing with women in your lives. The first time I experienced trauma in my life, I was about 11 years old in an all-girls boarding school called the Children's Garden in English, or Mofretro in my language. And I found that women perpetrated seemingly devious acts, and the preconceived notions I had about how honorable, gentle, and nurturing women were went down the drain. Remember, I'm coming from a background with my grandmother, who was just adorable. So this new experience was very different for me at 11. I also observed how women were treated in my culture, and I did not want to do the same things when I grew up. On one hand, women were honored in their traditional roles as caretakers and nurturers, as the bearers of knowledge and love. On the other hand, they virtually did everything else and suffered in silence, as I mentioned two episodes ago. While some women carried loads on their heads to get them from one place to another, literally, it translated into their lives figuratively, even if they lived in affluent homes. The manner in which women were treated was not limited to a certain class or race. I separated myself emotionally from my femininity. But that was then. This is a new time. And I was open to new wisdom associated with being a woman. I have felt the blooming of my breasts during my menses, and I appreciated it. Reliving this as an adult has enabled me to find a new level of sensuality by embracing my body. I have spent several weeks with a group of women in a circle, meditated, healed, and shared experiences meaningful to our existence. I know now that I do not have to smother the woman in me in order to survive, nor do I have to shun the role to avoid the observations I made just before puberty. In fact, it is by accepting my femininity that I can bring awareness to issues like rape, physical and emotional abuse in communities such as mine, and help reshape tradition. I believe that women are born in the perfect image of the goddess and should be treated as such. That begins with understanding and knowing the true meaning of love, including self-love. Unfortunately, current understanding benefit men, and even our legal systems are not able to stop the torture, abuse, and murder of women in the name of love. I remember so clearly, after I was raped, that I would have preferred to talk to a man. This was not because I trusted men more than women. But because I believed that a man would be less likely to blame me openly for what had happened, I believed that other women would react to me as someone who stirs up the community's emotions by bringing up issues that women, people want to pretend do not exist, and would suggest that I must have done something to attract that attention. The most crucial development would require women to support one another in solving problems such as child abuse, abandonment, incest, and runaways. Women have the right to disagree with each other, but I believe that there are certain situations where we need to find common ground because they affect our children. I believe that men have been successful in keeping women apart because it is a male-dominated world, but women have kept themselves apart by believing that they can gain power only by either siding with men or defying them. I believe that when women do not measure their power in relation to men, they use their nurturing spirit to make this world better. What we don't need is a society where one gender controls the other. In a balanced society, the stimulating energy of men should complement the nurturing and healing elements within a woman. But more profound is the fact that we should be flexible in making decisions that may deviate from a moral code of an ideal woman, Obasima. Losing oneself in another in order to find and feel love is a sacrifice of a woman's innate beauty and the love that the ancient mothers inspired. The prescribed stages that lead a woman toward wholeness include being a daughter, a householder, a mother. But even as a woman passes through those stages, they should not define her. A woman is a nurturer, ritualist, teacher, and a wise woman. By surrendering to that kind of love, a woman is free to discover herself in any of these roles. Becoming a mother has been one of the most intriguing experiences of my life. I've enjoyed being a mother to my beautiful child, and I feel intrinsically happy that she chose me as her mother. My daughter is the manifestation of the divine within. There are challenges in raising her, yet each joyful challenge presents an opportunity for renewal and a new beginning. Just as an update, my daughter is old enough, she's married now, so that's a beautiful thing we can talk about in the near future. The first time I reached out to feel the cuddling from my ancient mother for strength was when I confronted the deep buried secret of my rape 30-something years ago. As I lay in her lap, I realized that I had yearned for that comfort all my life. How different my life could have been if any other woman in my community had shared her experience or truth to enable me to understand. As a believer of truth, I hold the vision of the Holy Feminine within me now. I relate to the regal, beautiful, gentle, passionate, and wise matriarch of this earth. I recognize the life force of women and believe that each one of us can find love, peace, joy, and growth in our life experiences. We can touch each other through spiritual practice. And I may have shared this story with you once before, but I'll share it again here. I once dreamed that six other women and I from different parts of the world were summoned to follow different paths towards the same destination. When we gathered there, we followed an old wise woman into a room and stood in a circle. Within the circle was a tiled floor with a big gemstone of a different color where each woman stood. As we reached out to hold hands, each gem lit brightly and formed rays of every color imaginable. As the rays converged at the center of each stone, it stopped, changed into a white spot, and lit the sky. This dream conveyed to me a powerful message of the value of every woman's unique gifts. We have our own stories and different paths to travel, yet we unite to affect personal, societal, and spiritual changes that reclaim the goddess in each of us and on behalf of the world. It was also a dream about forgiveness. Forgiveness is not only a medium to heal yesterday's pain and sorrow. It opens the door to self-awareness and love. Through forgiveness, my mind and soul were freed from the shackles of the past. Forgiveness also enhanced my capacity to trust my life's work and have faith in the process. I'm guided to ask for forgiveness from those I have hurt by my actions, as I forgive those who had, in different ways, impeded my growth on this journey. By asking for and offering forgiveness, I reclaimed my personal power and took responsibility for my thoughts, emotions, and actions so that I may be able to stand by them in spite of others' expectations. It is the process of knowing and honoring self, which ultimately sustains the comfort, joy, and love in my life. I harness my personal power by defining the role I want to play on this earth. During this current period of change, transition, and growth, I found my studies of the transpersonal to be synchronistic because my exposure and understanding of being, altered states, and meditation validate my life experiences. More importantly, I have met some of the most compassionate people who share common wisdom and values. Physically, I'm able to walk with less pain than I used to. I still have a limp, sometimes, with fluctuating and exacerbating pain. Even though I may not remember how it felt living without pain, I'm more inclined to use these sensations in my body as a trigger to how balanced I am emotionally and spiritually, and that serves me well. The totality of my experiences helps me to transform and move into the future with confidence. My life's work, as I see it now, as an activist for social justice, especially for women and children, I must be free to speak my truth universally without allegiance to any ideology. For I believe personal truth resonates with everyone, irrespective of social standing or affiliations. I envision a world where there is peace, where no one will find pleasure in acts that involve the intentional harm or killing of innocent beings. Envision a world where our individual and collective efforts yield respect and healing for the people and populations that have been molested. I would know a world where laughter, the laughter of children, will touch hearts and vibrate directly to the heavens as mine did when I was a child. And I would know a world where we would all be respectful of spirit's design for our natural resources. In facing my life's challenges, there were many opportunities to lay down my burdens by picking up the gems in my life's lessons and carrying them forward. In hindsight, if I weren't raped at all those ancient years ago, I may not have believe that sexuality and sensuality are very important aspects of who I am as a woman. If I had not been injured, I would not understand the impermanence of life and the importance of being present daily in my life, nor would I have yielded to my soul's yearnings to experience love, joy, peace, and abundance. I am who I am today because of all my life experiences. I embodied those events, both happy and sad, and I could not have gained the knowledge, empathy, emotional maturity, and wisdom if I had not gone through each one. There are no regrets of this journey of mine, and that is the true meaning of Sankofa. I have gone back to fetch what it is that I left behind. There is an African proverb that says that if you have wheat, share it. I learned and embodied this proverb from the way my grandpa Sadis lived his life. I was blessed by his gentleness and love for his family. He set a very high standard for me to emulate, and I have begun to integrate my grandmother's energy and ancestral connections, where I grew up, the people I grew up with, and the influences that have shaped my beliefs and spiritual beliefs as I dance into the future. In an indigenous culture such as mine, where the media plays a minimal role in defining morality, our role models come from family and communities and our respect for ancient wisdom. My grandmother embodied the sacred feminine, a woman who was graceful, gracious, and spent her time teaching and sharing thoughts and experiences to further the growth of other women. Having her in my life as my spirit guide has been a profound experience for me. She encouraged me to face my fears about stepping into my power and doing my life's work. She is my gift. I also define who I am by my mother's strength, courage, integrity, and discipline. Heaven knows I need a discipline. Through her, I have learned the value of taking responsibility for my actions and moving through my life's challenges with determination. She shaped my character. I am who I am by my Aunt Arabella's fearlessness as a woman. I learned to express my true feelings without intimidation. I am who I am as well by my daughter's energy, intuitiveness, and compassion. She has graced my life with warmth and unconditional love. It is my hope that when she has a child, he or she will be as good to her as she's been to me. I have been many things to different people, and the truth of who I am lies in my integrity. I come from a culture where being responsible, disciplined, and honorable to self and family is written into our moral code. It is easy, therefore, to develop and extend honor and respect to all individuals, irrespective of social standing, race, and creed. I've always stood for the things I believed in, although I recognize that I prefer the different perspectives I gained from working behind the scenes. When necessary, I step forward and speak or act in ways that support my beliefs. I moderate my power in many situations because of my love for people and my need to balance my feelings with my message. In essence, that is what makes me a warrior and a healer. My gift. There have been times when I was not who I was supposed to be, but by Spirit's grace, that is no longer so. I have a deep, strong, full, and open heart. I used to think that was a weakness, and I admit that it made me more vulnerable when I did not set boundaries. However, today, I'm able to extend love effortlessly towards all. I am grateful for my life and for all those who share this life with me. As I close this conversation, you would agree that we live in challenging times. We are each and collectively being called to step up, to level up to our divine purpose, and we must yield to this call. In these challenging times, connecting with the Divine Mother is more important than ever. Embracing the nurturing and loving energy of the Divine Mother can bring comfort, healing, and guidance. Take a moment to open your heart to her presence and feel her unconditional love surrounding you. Let her light and wisdom guide you through this journey of life. Together, let's open ourselves to the Divine Mother's embrace and find strength in her infinite compassion. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you wish to have a one-on-one session with me, please send me a note. The links are in the information box. Please continue to share, subscribe, and continue to build a community of women of power and grace. No one can say otherwise. We are women of power and grace. See you in a couple of weeks. And thank you, thank you, thank you.